Well, usually we come to you on Wednesday, but we have a short little interview today. Obviously, there was big news yesterday that Bayern Munich have fired Dirk Bauermann, and so we wanted to get you a little bit of news about that in the meantime. And so we went and talked to someone who was at the press conference the day after, and that is Salman Mita at Sport Eagle TV. Sal, you're basically just coming from the press conference. And that was with first of all, Sal, welcome to the show. Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, Dave. It's a how you say podcast incest. You were on mine and now I'm on yours. I look forward to it.
Thank you very much for coming. It's sorry about missing on an introduction.
That's all right.
You were at the press conference today down in Munich, yep. and there was Bernd Rau, who's the vice president of operations for Bayern Munich, as well as Marco Pezic, the sort of sports director, personnel boss for the team. And maybe just give us a rundown of what happened. It seems like, according to the news right now, is that former assistant coach Yiannis Christopoulos will be the coach. What's the status? What's the latest? How was the press conference?
Yeah, no, it all came as a surprise. Just to go back to yesterday, yeah, there was a press conference, and I thought they'd usually have a press conference before the weekend's games to talk about the game. And I thought that's when it happened. No, actually, the press conference was just normal. It was, business as usual. Bauermann talking about the team. Our reporter was there to talk about, reported that, yeah, it was just a regular press conference to talk about the team is ready to build on their shortcomings. Their preseason was kind of unspectacular, but I think Bauermann was just focused on that. And I think that not playing in Europe, even though they were playing uninspired during those games, they were still focused on the BBL. That was the mandate from the team, that we're going to focus on winning the German championship. And then something happened in between. Maybe there was another talk or such. And all of a sudden, my Twitter blew up. My text started blowing up. People were calling me saying that Bauermann got fired. So something happened between the noon press conference yesterday till 5 o'clock. And then Bayern sent a press release around 5:30 yesterday evening saying that Bauermann has been released of his duties as coach. And of course, all the press gathered in front of Audi Dome to try to get answers from someone. And they called the press conference today, as you said. So yeah, so today, the press conference, there was a talk with the newspaper guys before, and then I was part of the TV and radio press conference. The mood, of course, somber. You know, the guys had serious looks on the face. It's never too, you know, as Pesic told me earlier, this is not one of those easy things to do. And of course not. And someone asked a very nice, very poignant, direct question. What was the reason? They wanted to know what was the reason. There wasn't one reason. There wasn't one reason, David. And I think that we spoke privately yesterday, and we might as well say it now, that they didn't play spectacular during the preseason. They lost every single important game, whether it was against Berlin and Würzburg. Even if they won, it was unspectacular. I saw both games against Kaunas and CSK Moscow. Yes, these are powerful EuroLeague teams, Dave. But we've seen Bayern with the talent that they have. They can at least hang with teams. They just weren't in the games, and so that was one thing. The performance, the discipline of the players. We saw that one incident really last year when Jared Holman got in trouble at the bar. But after their loss in Berlin, they confirmed it that Tyrese Rice, was kicked out of a club. The thing is, they had a loss, okay, but they had no training plan the next day, so they were able to go. There was no curfew that was broken. but they weren't handling themselves in a way that represented a team. And in this case, Bayern, a team that is the biggest team in Germany. And they saw the lack of discipline with everything that was going on. And let's admit it. They probably questioned Bauermann and his control of the team. And he's a guy that has been known to show his temper to the media, to maybe even behind closed doors. And maybe he was sick and tired of it. And he said the wrong thing to the wrong person. And that's where we are today. Bauermann is now out as coach. And speculation as to, you know, of course, everybody wants to know with Bayern, it's a big name. There's probably a lot of basketball coaches around Europe that want to take over. But they've named Giannis Christopoulos as their coach. He's the assistant coach, and now he's been moved up. And the team is fully behind Christopoulos this season to be their coach.
You mentioned that Pezic said afterwards also that Christopoulos would be the coach for this season. When that was announced at the press conference, I mean, there's been some pretty big names out there. Kamchura, Soros, even Obradovic is being rumored out there as well. I mean, I wouldn't think that he would do it, but you know, some of these big names are out there, national team coaches. What was the mood, or what was the reaction when, I assume it was Pezic, when Pezic said that Christopoulos would be the coach for the season?
Yeah, no, he said that Christopoulos has been accepted by the team. So he does have authority within the team. So it's not like they're getting, how you say, like a Mike Brown from the Lakers, you know, just someone, a yes man, so to speak, to Bayern. He has done a good job. And you know, Pesic is in control of the team. He oversees it, and he sees that he is a suitable replacement for Bauermann. Of course, you're going from a national trainer, a nine-time champion, championship coach to Christopoulos, and I'm looking at Christopoulos' resume here. You know, he was the Cyprus champion 2010. He was in Euro Challenge, and they won the Cyprus Euro Cup and Super Cup in 2011. He's coached all over Europe, Cyprus, Greece. Okay, well, only three places: Cyprus, Greece, and now Munich. So he is a coach that has some success, not as much success as Bayern. And so he's been accepted to the team. He is a quality coach, according to Pesic, and they're going to do everything they can to support him. So they feel they got their man for this season. As you mentioned, there's other coaches. Maybe they want to go a different direction. Maybe they don't want someone with an ego. Maybe they want to have someone who believes in Bayern. And actually, that's what he said. That's what Bernie Rauch said. I don't know if I can call him Bernie, but Herr Rauch said that, you know, we're a team, and we're focused on our team goals. And if someone doesn't have Bayern in their heart, whether it's a player or a coach, we have to assess that. And end of the day, it's all about success. And they believe that Giannis is their guy at this time. Of course, with any team, you don't bring success, then they're going to have to reassess that. But for right now, as Pesic quoted, he is our coach for this season. So you can speculate all the names you want. They're not going to answer that. But you and I both know sometimes when the media gets wind of something, the machine starts going, and then they'll get, you know, Phil Jackson for all we know.
So they say it, and, quote, they believe it. What about you? I mean, you're around there. You're around there more than I am. And you know.
And I'm around Bayern too. Yeah. No. Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, the reason why they made the change before the season, and I even asked Pesic that, and you know, it was like, hey, right before the season, what they can do is, like, yeah, no, you know, we know that. They wouldn't answer it, but you can feel that they did not want this to continue on to the first few games of the season. Maybe this is a wake up call to the players. You can get rid of a player that's underperforming. You could have gotten rid of Rice because he got thrown out of a club. Would that have the effect? Probably not. But when you get rid of the main coach, then maybe that's a sign to all the players. We got rid of coach. We got rid of Bauermann. We can get rid of you too. So they did not want that to happen. But yes, you see that in Bayern football, in soccer. You see that at all the major clubs. You lose the first 2-3 games. You're on the hot seat. And then until you turn it around, you're going to continue being in the hot seat. So do I believe it? No. I think that Giannis has to go in and win. He's lucky. He's got Oldenburg as their first game. He's not playing the Broza Baskets. in his first game, or but he definitely has to win games. And remember, Barman last year, you know, he was under the gun. You know, they were undefeated at home up until they lost only one game at home in the regular season, but on the road was the, you know, put him on the hot seat. You know, how do you lose to all these teams on the road? And it cost him a good playoff spot, a good seeding. They still had a chance to make it to the semifinals. They didn't do it, but he was under pressure throughout until they turned it around. So Giannis won't be in – it will be no difference for him. You know, he has to win. But now he's under pressure to protect the home court. People come out. This is a new project. And we saw, Dave, you and I, we saw it. It was sold out in the second half of the season, the Audi Dome. And once people stop coming – then Giannis will be under pressure. So no, I don't believe it. I think that if something happens, if things they don't get the wins, something will happen, and they'll get a new coach. Maybe you or me.
I'll pass on the job.
Okay.
The it just seems like though that Bayern, you know, the name. And all the marketing and all the financial push that they have and the reputation that they have, it would almost seem like they would have to have a bigger name in there. Okay, let's say that they you know put on the face right now. Okay, we're just going to keep this guy just because we want to just give him at least the public support. And say, okay, we're just gonna, let it go and see how it happens, see what happens. But I mean, can you? It just doesn't seem to me that they would not bring in somebody new. Maybe they just didn't have enough time to do it, and they wanted to get rid of him now. It still seems kind of weird about the timing, but you know, the one thing that really gives Giannis.
Just call him Giannis, yeah.
He's kind of lucky because, you know, you look at the schedule. They start at home against Oldenburg. They have a road game at Gießen, which is a doable game. Artland at home, which would be a real tough game, but it is at home. Then they play at a promoted team, Mitteldeutsche, and then they play at home against Ludwigsburg, another team that's really not that great. Yeah. And then they play at Bayreuth, and the first then tough road team is in Würzburg.
Yeah.
And that's not until the beginning of November. So it seems like they're giving him 6 weeks, games. If he can't bring the team, you know, around and start having them play better basketball in 6 weeks, there'll be a change, because I can't imagine that they can afford, with everything that's been put into place and put into motion. They can't afford a slow start, because we were talking before the season, we were talking like weeks ago, you know, it seems like maybe 6-7 of the spots in the playoffs are already taken with Bayern being one of them. If they come off to a slow start, they're going to be put really far behind, because not only record wise, but they would have played against the teams like Gießen and Bayreuth,
yeah.
and you should have beat them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, on the one hand, you give them a little bit of a leash, but on the other hand, I think they really have to be careful about doing that, because if he messes up, if they don't get these wins, then they could be in real trouble, because you get at Bamberg, a Braunschweig team, which is very good. They improved a lot. And then you go to Alba. And you know, that three-game stretch, you know, if they only win like two or three, if they only win like three games, you go into and then go into the Oliver into the Würzburg game, 3-3, and then they're 3-4, and they could be 4-5, 4-6, 4-7 at week 11. So this is a real tough situation for them, and it just seems like a late night outing by three Americans is a pretty hefty reason to do it. It's obviously the old, you know, straw that broke the camel's back, but it just seems like it's pretty drastic to do it at this measure, you know, at this time.
No, unconfirmed source. So one of the sources in the Bayern press department said, yeah, it was not one thing in particular. But yeah, I like the straw that broke the camel's back reference. It just was an indication that there's not control of the team. But yeah, it does. You know, I mean, these are young guys. They're living in Europe, living the dream, getting paid to play basketball. How do you not expect them to go out? But they also should be in control, and they should do that. But you're definitely right. The schedule. Remember, Bayern were not a playoff team. I mean, they were teetering on the edge. Only a late season run where they just started winning all their games, and only a loss at Berlin, which was expected, was a major loss on their schedule. I mean, this team worked its way from the ninth. I mean, I remember they were eighth or ninth. They worked their way all the way up to the fifth position and could have had fourth. And so only then did the team finally turn things around. So, but you're right. If they don't win these games at the beginning, they will put themselves in an eight ball. But what I wanted to say to that was now they have an excuse. Yeah, well, we had a new coach, and so it's not working out. And it probably wouldn't have worked. And I'm sure then the press will ask, well, you should have kept Bauermann maybe. So it's just one of those things where they're just setting themselves with a built-in excuse that we had changes. We couldn't continue on with Bauermann. And so, but to your point about having a big name, Bauermann was bought in for that particular reason. You're 100% right. They wanted to start Bayern basketball. I think I tweeted earlier, you retweeted it, that they gave him the respect for playing in was basically the Olympic ice arena, no facilities, drafty. On Friday night, it would be a hockey game. Saturday night, it would be a basketball game. And then again on Sunday, it would be a hockey game. So here you have, as I mentioned Phil Jackson earlier, imagine Phil Jackson going to a CBA team if they had promotion and relegation in American sports to come into, you know, a small town or in this case, a small program, take them to the top level of German basketball, play in such tremendous or such antiquated facilities and build something. They needed Bauermann then. And then after they got promoted, they still needed Bauermann to sell the Audi Dome, to sell Bayern basketball, to sell the Beko BBL, that this is a team that can be there. But I think in the second half of the season, yes, Bauermann was the face of the team, but they saw that they can sell out 6,700 people every Saturday night after a Bayern football or every Sunday afternoon. They saw that, you know what? Bauermann is not the reason why we need to sell it. Maybe if they die down, they may need some players. Maybe they'll need a coach. But right now, maybe it's that ego thing again. You know what? We don't need you. And now, of course, I'm quoting. I'm not quoting a source. I'm just talking between you and me, Dave, and this is a podcast. This is open. Hey, we don't need someone like him to sell it. We have all of our members, and we have responsibility to our members to put the best team possible. And they're probably afraid if they keep losing. Like you said, they're coming with a 3-4 record. They will be lost in the shuffle in Bayern, because right now Bayern's winning all their football games. They don't want to get lost in the shuffle, and so they want to make some noise, make a change, and hopefully that they can go into the Würzburg game 7-0 or 6-1.
Obviously, he wasn't at the press conference, and there probably wasn't too much information given, sort of as a response from him.
Yeah.
But what kind of impact do you think Uli Hoeneß, president of the club, had on this decision? Where do you think the decision really came down to? Was it Hoeneß in the end? Was it Pešić going to Hoeneß saying, you know, listen, this is just not going to work? Yeah. Was it Rauch? Who pulled the string?
I would imagine Hoeneß signed off on it. I think that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, and this is just me assuming, I'm sure Bauermann said the wrong things to either Rauch or Pešić. I mean, those are his bosses. And if you piss off your boss, consequences will happen. And unless your boss is a really cool person and can say, okay, listen, hey, I know this was heated, Dave, but you don't talk to me this way. But I'm sure it was done in a public manner, that egos were questioned were bruised. But I'm sure Uli Hoeneß had a thing. And you got to remember, Uli Hoeneß started this project by asking all his members of the Bayern family the Bayern basketball department at the time is an embarrassment. They're not playing Bayern level. It doesn't represent the Bayern trademark. And we're either going to do it 100% or we're not going to do it at all. And the way the team was playing, I'm sure he, as a boss to Herr Rauch and to Pesic, guys, this is not how we're supposed to play. This is ridiculous. This is an embarrassment. Only 2,500 people in a stadium, in an arena where you have top quality European teams. And also, Dave, I was at the European Games last year, which were played at the simultaneously when there was a Bayern Cup match and a friendly, Dave, a friendly between Germany and Netherlands. Only 3,000 people at a top European at the Euro Cup game. It really felt empty there. And you have to give it, it's preseason. It was the beginning of Oktoberfest. Just bad timing there. And Uli Hoeneß did not show up to any of those games. But I'm sure that he heard from his people like, hey, Uli, I mean, what's going on over here? The team was playing terrible. I'm sure that he saw that as a problem. And he probably called Herr Rauch and Herr Pesic, hey, guys, what's going on here? This is the Beko's Leagues Cup. We're bringing the best of Europe in here. This is not how we do it at Bayern. And I'm sure, again, just everything going on in the preseason and like you said, the players going out at night just was not happening for him. And I'm sure he definitely had some influence. But him, by not being there, I think he wanted to show it isn't always about Hoeneß. You have to relegate and delegate. And I'm sure he delegated it to Pesic and to Raul to make the decision and to stand up in front of the media.
Okay, without knowing maybe his without knowing his philosophies, his style, but you know, kind of watching the team a little bit and having having an idea of maybe how they play together, how they can't play together. Now that Bauman's gone, who has a very distinctive style, how much do you think, or do you sense, or do you feel, or maybe it was asked, do you think that the way that Bayern will play will change?
Well, I don't know what Giannis's philosophy is, and we'll definitely ask him tomorrow when they play against Panathinaikos when he comes in. We'll see if things are changed, but I would say, this personnel, this team was built with Bauman. You know, we see it many times where a new coach comes in, wins a championship, and you know, he gets all the credit, but then you realize, okay, the former coach did the recruiting. The former coach built a team together. That's actually a very good question, Dave. How will the way they change? How will they change the way they play? From what I saw when Bayern did play well, it was the same thing where they go inside out. They got the staff for that. I'm not sure about Lawrence Roberts' injury condition. We'll have to find out if he plays tomorrow or not. He was injured in the second game on Sunday, a knee issue. I still didn't get a confirmation back what happened. It did happen during the game against Moscow on Saturday night. But yeah, it's an inside-outside game. You throw it into Trautman and Holman and hopefully Roberts. And then if nothing's there, you kick it out. Jagla, in the few minutes where he scored 10 points within minutes against Moscow when they actually took the lead, he was shooting threes. He was tipping in, going after the rebound. So Jagla would be there, you know, that slasher type guy where he's either inside or outside. Benzing in the same way, and you kick it out. And Tyrese Rice is going to take the Jakel Foster type role. Where he's going to try to hit those clutch threes. In fact, he kept hitting shots at the buzzer. I don't know if you can live on that, but it goes to show that maybe there's something in his veins, ice water, that he can hit the big shot. I don't expect things to change, but I'll have to see it for myself. What will have to happen now that Giannis is in control, how they will change the philosophy. But that's actually a very good question, Dave, and I think we just need to stay tuned and ask that question and see how it translates on the court.
It's a huge story. It's been a huge story. Bayern basketball. Everybody I talk to from outside of Germany asks. That's one of the first things they ask. Tell me about Bayern.
Right.
They've fired their very esteemed coach, Dirk Bowerman. And they had a press conference today. And we had a chance to talk to Sal Mehta of Sport Eagle TV about his opinions about what happened at the press conference. Sal, thank you very much. Appreciate it coming on.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Yep.
For those out there who may not be aware of you and what you're doing, tell us a little bit about yourself and how people can follow you and look at your stuff.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, Sport Eagle TV. We cover German sports in English, we see now that the new media is growing, so we try to cover as much as we can to give a voice to the German athletes in sports that the whole world can enjoy. You know, you and I both talk about there's only a few countries that speak German. Most of these events are covered by German press, so we want to give an insight to who's going to be the next Nowitzki, who's going to be the next Schumacher, who's going to be the next Boris Becker. And we want to, you know, let the whole world know them before they become big. So Sport Eagle TV, they can follow us at Sport Eagle TV on Twitter. They can follow me, Sal_SportEagle, and check it out. Dave, I appreciate the platform. Keep following us. And it's always a pleasure. I can't wait to our next Twitter battle when we're at a game together. Are we going to do that this Sunday?
I think we probably will. For everybody out there, we will. Sal and I will be at the German Champions Cup, Borussia Baskets Bamberg against Ratio Farm Ulm.
Yeah,
should be a good game. Ulm come into the game having lost in the Euro League qualification, so they'll be looking to lick their wounds on that one and try to beat Bamberg, who beat him last year in the finals. But definitely until then, we will definitely talk.
Yep.
Then Sal, thank you very much. It was definitely a great chat. Thanks for the insight. We will close this with there's going to be a conversation that Sal had with Marco Pezic, talking a little bit about the whole situation. Mm-hmm. So enjoy that, and thanks for listening. And Sal, we will catch you then in the very near future.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. And again, here is Marco Pezic.
Yeah, as Herr Elk was talking about the project starting. Here, Bauman starting the project. Talk about, from all those obstacles playing in a non-basketball hall, you have to give some respect to Bauman for what he did.
No, for sure. I think Dirk Bauman has done a tremendous job helping this project to be where it is now. The club has made a decision to part ways. Like I said, regarding me, I'm now in the modus that I have to look forward. We have a season opener a couple of days coming up, and I have to now mobilize all the strength that we have inside of the club to help the new coach, Yanis Christopoulos, and the team to be ready on Wednesday.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it's so close before the season.
Yeah.
In your opening press conference in July, you talked about continuity. What kind of strain does that put on Yanis and the club that right before the season you're changing the coach?
First of all, it's always these kind of decisions are always very, very difficult to make. But I think we wouldn't have made it if it wouldn't be really necessary. I believe that Yanis has a strength and knowledge, mentality and character to handle these situations, but it's also on us to help him, also especially the team has the responsibility to help prepare the games and the season in a proper way.
It wasn't clear to me, is he going to be the coach for the whole season?
Yes.
Okay, for the whole season. So, and then you will look at, I think if I got that correct, you will assess how it goes on.
Yes.
And we go from there.
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.